to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus replied, "Woman, what concern is this of mine? My hour has not yet come." She then said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until last." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This story is found only in John's Gospel, which is very strange because Luke tells us more about Mary than all the other Gospels put together, and yet he does not include this story. Either he was not aware of it, or for some reason he decided not to include it. Watch what happens here. Mary says to Jesus, "They have no wine." And he says to her, "Woman, what concern is this of mine? My hour has not yet come." She doesn't say anything back to Jesus. She turns to the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary intercedes, and don't ever doubt that. If you need something in prayer, go to Mary, and you will get maybe not necessarily what you want, but whatever is best for you, because she will intercede. Secondly, we're told that there were 6 ceremonial jugs here. Now, this was the water that was used to wash the pots and pans, etc., all the Jewish rituals. And we're told that each one of them contains 30 gallons of water. That's 240 gallons of wine. The whole wedding party is going to be smacked before they sit down to eat a meal. Scripture scholars tell us that Jesus did this in such a magnanimous way to remind us that whenever God gives us his grace, his love, his forgiveness, his healing, he does it in such a magnanimous way that you and I are not even capable of grasping it. Amen.